Okay, so yesterday we really brought up two questions. One is the question of harama in order to use or move a kli shmach to liyaser. And the second question was the degree to which a person should try to avoid using a kli shmach to liyaser with tzorech gufo if there's another option. So what are some of the rayos in the Gemara before we consider whether or not these two halachos are stira? So the biggest raya that one should ideally avoid using a kli shemlach l'iser, if you could avoid it, is really from the two answers of the Gemara, the du dechios, of why the Mishnah about Seder Hakanim and the Mishnah of Maklos by Korban Pesach need not be Kodem Seres HaTaras Kelim. In both answers, we said that since there's an alternative, it's Aser. So in the case of Maklos, we say it's Afshar B'Rav Lazar. In other words, there's another way to do it. So it's therefore Aser. And here there's a pretty big chiddush in the sense that it's presumably easier, maybe even significantly easier, to use a stick than your hands. There's a reason why when it's during the week, they use a stick and not their hands. And still, when there's another option, it's mutter. And here, by the way, we discussed the question, and it's relevant over here, is the pshat that these maklos are kli shmach l'heter or kli shmach l'yaser. The Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah, seems to assume they're kli shmach l'heter because they're used presumably primarily for Karban Pesach, which is a karban that's kavur lo zman, even though it's a melacha. But that's certainly debatable. Could be that this is a kli shmach l'yaser. This is the diabetes shaila.
What's the yaser? It's holding it.
Half shape. It's holding. It's a kli that's used as part of hashem. So it could be kli shemalach to l'iser, yes, but it's a. Remember, this gets back to the other machlokas rishonim as to how you define a kli shemalach to l'iser. If you define a kli shemalach to l'iser, let's say the Rashba, the Ramban, as doing the malacha, so then certainly it's not a kli shemalach to l'iser, it would be a kli shemalach to l'hatter. But if you learn like Tosfos, that the Nair, and there are other examples of this that we've seen, kalim associated with Isser, even if they're not the ones actually doing Lacha, so then this would be put on Hefshet. Hefshet is a Isser Darais on Shabbos. If not for Karban Pesach. Now, so, right, that's a problem with starting with Muksa. So that is one Raya. And the second raya is by the case of the tubes used for the lechem apanim. Now those are certainly a kli shmach to l'heter, and yet again we say that since it's not really necessary, it's going to be mutter. Now on the other hand, this is a more expansive raya in the sense that it's a kli shmach to l'heter with certainty. On the other hand, it's a weaker raya in the sense that you don't need to do anything at all. In other words, just wait. You could argue at least just wait till after Shabbos. You don't need to do tiltel legandre, as opposed to the case of the maklos for the Korban Pesach, where, like we said, really it's probably a decent amount of tircha to use your arms as opposed to the maklos. Anyway, we have these two rayos, and the question is, how could you be docha the raya? So, you could be docha the raya from kli shemlach to l'heter by learning, like a number of the Rishonim, that this is only true for Rabba. According to Rava, that a kli shemlach to l'heter is mutter mechan l'tzel, so certainly it would be mutter over here. In the case of, let's say, the lechem apanim. Now, if that would be true, then you would think that we should paskin. We who paskin like Rava should permit Sidur HaKanim on Shabbos. So the Rambam says it's awesome. But at the very least, you could be docha the raya aliba de hilchasa. But still, even if you're docha the raya for klishma achtel heter, it should still be true for klishma achtel yeser. It should still be come out. And even though it's, you know, you're proving from Rabba to Rava, but mechatesi that a klisha malachto le'isser for Rava should be more kal than a klisha malachto le'heter for Rava. Again, you could be, but you need a reason to be mechatesi. So at the very least, then you'd have a raya from klisha malachto. That if you could avoid it, you should avoid it. So that's one raya. And that's not the way the Mishnah Berurah himself, Shah Tzion, brings the raya. He seems to take the even more expansive approach along the lines, like we said, of the Shita Ravan yesterday, maybe the Rambam, that even if the Shah Tzion, if you could avoid using it, you should avoid using it. But certainly you have a raya, not certainly, seemingly you have a raya for klishma achtel yeser. As we mentioned yesterday, there are those that are disagree. The Shita, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, maybe we should be mako, because the Rambam also paskins that you're allowed to use maklos. Meaning to say, when you do the Karban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, you could use actual sticks. So doesn't that, that's in Hilchos Karban Pesach, doesn't that show that we're Mako, even though it's Asher Benin Achel? Doesn't matter. The point is that it undermines the Raya of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I have a Raya. The Gemara says, Afshar, Kedav Lazar, and the Rambam says, yeah, it's Afshar, Kedav Lazar, and still it's Mutter. But I don't think that's probably going to be the strongest Raya or Dechia. First of all, you have the other Rambam, like we said, about the Kanim, but I'll say better, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayah says that the reason why we say you're allowed to use Maklos is because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Tosas already dealt with that issue. Tosas said, at least according to the Machmir opinion, sometimes we say Ishvus B'Mikdash, but the Makel opinion, who says that even on Shabbos you could use the Makos, is it's for a different principle. So, what? So that's the question. Why? That's what Rishonim deal with. Sometimes they said Ishvus B'Mikdash. Now it's an interesting question. Why? In other words, regardless, that's a Shaila, right? Maybe you could be medayik a little bit from the way some of the Rishonim say it over here. Is if you look at the lashon of Tosus, for example, why do we say it? L'fishayim mechalal enes haShabbos. In other words, the gzeira of Nechemya especially was not just, you know, when it's a shvus atu a particular. If I do X, it might cause Y. So we say karmas reason him in shvus b'mikdash. Whereas this type of broad iser kalim. Anyway, whatever it is, you can answer that question. But the point is that the Rambam, when he is matir, maklos, he doesn't say it's because this is a klisha malachto, le'isser le'tzarach gufo, or le'heter le'tzarach gufo. He says something else. He says, Einshos v'mikdash. So therefore, the raya that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings l'hako, from that Rambam is l'chora not such a good raya. Now, there is maybe a shtickle raya lahachmir, but I think you could bring a raya lahachmir and lahakel from actually the first Mishnah in our parak, but I think you could be docha both of them. One raya lahachmir I saw cited in one of the Sfarim is because it says Rashi Dibra Maschil. Liftoch Boas Adalus, last Rashi in the Mishnah, he says, Misha Avad Naftecho. Sounds like, otherwise it's Aser. If you lost your key, you could use a klishmat elitzer to open your lock. But I think that just could be orchid milsa. In other words, you're not going to pick your lock if you have a key.
Why would Rashi need to say that?
Okay.
At the end, it's unnecessary information.
Maybe just telling you why Taichi, in other words, to explain the case of the Mishnah, why I was with you. But okay, you like the raya. I thought you could also bring a raya fakert from Rashi, which is also a shvach raya. But one shvach raya could cancel out the other shvach raya. The raya is like this, that it says that this is mutter in the Mishnah, in the case of litos or coats, right? It's mutter to use the needle, litos or coats. Now, it's interesting because why are you allowed to take out a splinter? It's actually also in Shabbos. It's Malach Shem Gufa. So we say it's mutter b'makom tzara. Now, muksa also, at least Taisa seems to say, is also mutter b'makom tzara. So, in other words, the same thing that's mutter in Shichel Gufa is also mutter muksa. So, why is this really an example of klish malach talisa letzorech gufo if this is mutter, even if you didn't have that rule? Let's say klish malach talisa was also letzorech gufo. So, who cares? It would be mutter anyway, because mutter muksa is mutter malach talisa. So, elamai, you have to say that the chiddush is, even though there's another option, it's mutter. In other words, there's no heter malach talisa if you have another option, right? 1 second, yeah? So over here, the chiddush must be, and this would be mutter if there's no other option regardless. So must be that it's mutter even though you have another option, it's still mutter, which would be a raya against the Mishnah Berurah. No. Yeah?
What do you think of Rashi, Karpuff, Bezim, or Bez, Lagorba, Sagvina?
Wait, which Rashi? Sorry?
In the Mishnah?
Rashi, yeah, which do you want to ask? Let me hear.
Lagorba Asagvina. Says Lefishim Amaheris.
I didn't find the place yet. Lagorba. Lagorba Asagvina, Lachatcha, Lachatcha, Lefishim Amaheris. Lachtoch,
Dabara. Why are you using it? Because it's Amaheris.
She's saying again, Rashi's giving you an explanation. Same diuk in Rashi. In other words, it's only because this is superior that you're allowed to use it. But if there was something else equally good, it would be aser. It's the same diuk where you could say back, no, it's orchid mils. It's telling you why you would want to do this. But it's not saying that it would otherwise be aser. It's telling you, Rashi is describing the Mishnah, the Mitzvah. It's the same type of diuk as Avad Mafteach. So you have the... You have the conflicting shvacha diukim from the Mishnah. I don't think you're gonna get too much out of either of those. Okay. So, but we certainly the diuk from the Gemara, I think, is a pretty strong diuk. Okay. So fine. So let's say we are going to conclude like the Mishnah Berurah's diuk, that it's aser hecha de afshe b'nin achet. Well, what's the other diuk? The question of whether harama is mutter. So as I mentioned, Yushalmi sounds like the harama is mutter. Well, Yushalmi is talking about a case where your traps were out in the sun, and the Gemara basically says, have in mind... To put them under your head or something like that, and then it's permissible. It sounds like, and this is quoted by the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Ches, it sounds like it's mutter. Now, then the Magen Avraham says something interesting. Right, so the Magen Avraham doesn't actually say haram. He quotes this. Yushalmi says, if you have in mind two things, in other words, you have in mind Mechama Letzel, like you want to get these traps out of the sun, but you also have in mind something else, like you're going to sit on the traps, then it's mutter. When you look up Yerushalmi inside, and this is a point that the Prima Gadim, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and others say, it sounds like even more. It's not just that you happen to have in mind two things, but you even have harama. You decide to do the second thing for harama, it's also permissible. The Magen Avraham says afterwards, and then take a look at Kufchaf Dalet of the base. Now, one of the things that makes the Magen Avraham so challenging is when he has an ayin. So first of all, he doesn't tell you exactly what to put an ayin in. And second of all, he doesn't tell you what he wants from that ayin. Is this ayin like a kasha? There's this I in Adaraya, right? In fact, you look at the Prima Gadam over here, the ayin is a raya, and you look at the Machzis HaShekel over here, both commenting on Rav and Ram, the raya, it's a kasha. So, you know, ayin, that's... right, that's it. Baby means both. Exactly. So, you know, what makes learning Aruch Chaim so challenging, I think the biggest challenge is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is like the most important of the Nosei Kelim. Like, you know, 90% of Mishnah Berurah is Magen Avraham. But 90% of everybody coming after the Magen Avraham is trying to figure out what the Magen Avraham meant. And it's very hard. The Machzis HaShekel, the Prima Gadim, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, all of them are always like breaking their back trying to figure out what exactly the Magen Avraham had in mind. Anyway, so like one of the best ways to understand Magen Avraham's is to read the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He doesn't tell you, I'm hereby explaining the Magen Avraham. But that's what he's doing most of the time, and he's a lot clearer. So so it's very, very helpful. Anyway, the Prima Gadim says, the Magen Avraham is trying to say from this Raya, I have a Raya from the Bavli to the Yerushalmi. Why? Because maybe you could be Medayik from the Gemara story in the top of Kuf Rav Dalet on the base, that, sorry, Kuf Rav Gimel on the base, that, Kuf Rav Dalet on the base, that you also see like the Yerushalmi. Why? Because over here, what are we talking about? Was there any other place to sit? And not only that, but Rashi emphasizes that why did he say out loud, at least in the second answer to the Gemara, Ashkilu Shusa Mikame Kahana, Denesava Makoma Kahama, Utsof Makoma. That's the first answer. Mechama, let's say. B'makom harala, paisa. B'ilav deparsh behedya. Leisev Allah, mandachazi, savar, d'mechama, let's say, shari. As we're talking about a matzav of chama, let's say. So they said, oh, take it away, because it's tzarch makomo, or tzarch gufo. Makomo tzarch, d'leisev b'sheshim makomo. So maybe we're also talking about over here where it was really Mechama Letzel, but they said, oh, it's Tzarch Guva Mekama. Not clear, but on the other hand, the Machzis HaShekel says something interesting. The Yerushalmi, the Bavli actually sounds against the Yerushalmi, not this story, but the next story in the Gemara. In the next story of the Gemara, we have this whole discussion of the felt pillows that were out in the sun. So for Rav, it's not an issue, because Rav holds Mechamo Tails Mutter for Klishin Lachta Lahatar. But according to Rav, it would be an issue. So he says to him, you know, he says, can I take them out of the sun? He says, it's Mutter. Amar Leh. So if you look, the Master Shuttle is like a whole pill pole, but the Ikra Nakuja is like this. So he understood from the question that obviously he was machmir on the shayla of kusmuch delehter mechama letzel, and he says he tries to help him out with like a shtickle on Ramah. Says, "Oh, you know, maybe you could sit on them." Nah, isli achrini chazul orchin isli nami lorach. You really wanted to do a harama to save these felt pillows. You stumbled. You could have figured out a harama, but he says no. Ladidach Aser. Ladidach Aser. Well, he held it was Mutter because he held Totamana. He was saying, do you have a real need? The way the Master Shekel says, do you have a real need? Could you? No. So you'll sit on it. No, I have other ones. Well, maybe guests. No, I have others for the guests. Okay, sorry, stop. And at least if you hold that Klish Mokul Hatter is Aser, Mechana Letzel. So, sorry, your pillows are going to get wrecked. Now, if you really held that Aram is Mutter, so then the stomach, you could figure out a Haram, right? So sit on them. Okay, you have other ones, but you want this one. I want this one, right? If you're allowed to, let's give an extreme example, right? You're allowed to, you have a nutcracker, put your nuts, your hammers out in the sun or in the rain. You're allowed to take in your nut hammer and say, oh, I need to crack some nuts, and come inside and crack some nuts, even though you have a nut cracker, right? Well, if the mekilim for harama sound like they're mekil about that, right? Let's take that example. The mekilim for harama say you're allowed to do that. So it should also be mutter to take in the pillows and take a nap on the pillows. Ay, isli achwini. But you also have a nutcracker, right? And still you're allowed to take in the hammer to crack the nuts. So too, even though you have others, you should be able to take in a pillow to take a nap on a pillow. And yet, the Gemara says it's aser. So you see how Rama is aser. That's the way the Master Shekel's reading it. Now, it leaves you, in which case, the Magen Avraham isn't actually saying Harama is mutter. The Magen Avraham would be saying if you actually have a genuine secondary need, it's mutter. But to do a Harama, you see from this Gemara, is aser. So,
he's just defining Harama.
Oh, so that's what I think is the answer. I agree. In other words, and I think this, so just to, before we get to that point, I think you're correct. So what do we have? So we have pretty good rayos, pretty strong rayos, that when it's efshar bin yinacher, it's mutter. Right? It's aser, sorry, the Mishnah Berurah, at least by klish machtol yisr. Maybe not klish machtol hater, but at least klish machtol yisr, we have pretty good rayos that you shouldn't be mako. You shouldn't be mako if you have another option. On the other hand, we also have pretty good rayos that harama is mutter. So now the question is, are these two psakim compatible or incompatible? Now, it could be they're incompatible. Could be that the Mishnah Berurah's machmir would also be machmir by Harama. And even though he quotes the Magen Avraham / Yerushalmi, again, he doesn't say Harama's mutter. All he says is that when you have in mind chamal etzel and also have in mind gufo makamo it's mutter. But it doesn't actually say you could do Harama. So that's option one. Vataka, the two psakim are incompatible, and if you're machmir, like the Mishnah Berurah, to say that you can't use a klishnach lehes leiser letzachkufu makom if there's another good option, so then harama would be aser. That's option A. Option B is you can reject the Mishnah Berurah from the rayos that harama is mutter, and you learn like the Shusas Shabbos or others that. It's mutter, even if you have another option, and that's difficult because it arises from the Gemara. So, I think the best option, and this is, I think, what you were saying yesterday, is that they're both true. How could they both be true? So the answer might be like this. The answer is that the Mishnah Berurah's diuk is a good diuk, and you shouldn't use a klish machlis if there's another option. Koshi Yatiru. In other words, even though they were not here, Koshi Yatiru, and so if you have another good option, they did. But Harama's mutter, B'makom Hafseid, B'shas Adchak. Maybe if you want to be a little bit fancy, you could say the pshat is that, remember, all these kulas of Gufo Makomo might fundamentally be a heter of Tzarech Shabbos. And in a sense, this is also Tzarech Shabbos, because if I see my stuff getting wrecked, it's going to shter my Shabbos. Now, that's not enough to just be matir it outright, but when they were mekel for Tzarech Gufo Makomo, they also were mekel b'makom hefsid to be marim, for to be matir it. That too is mutter. They're both mutter. So you shouldn't use it if there's no other good option. But if there's a good reason to use this hammer, Letzarech Gufo, not because I really need the nut cracked, but because otherwise my hammer is going to get stolen, so that's mutter. And to say, in fact, that there's not a stira. I think that's mistaber. But I think the diuk of the Machzah Shekel at least teaches us something, which is that the harama has to be a good harama. It can't be an obviously false harama. So we don't, and this is what Yoshua was saying, we don't have to go as far as the Machzor HaShekel and say, oh, you see from this Gemara, Harama is awesome. No. But you see from this Gemara that your Harama has to be a good Harama. In other words, something that's absolutely ridiculous. Even though, you know, I go ahead and, like the story in the Gemara, I have a pillow and it's about to rain. So I go and I pick it up and my house is lots of pillows. And I say, you know what? I want to sit down Epis here on the floor. The pillow's in my way. All right, I'll pick up the pillow and bring it inside. And now I'll be able to sit down on the floor outside as it's about to rain in the sun, whatever it is, right? No, give me a break. In other words, your harama can't be a harama that clearly, obviously, not your true intention. If it's obvious to any onlooker that your intention is letzora mechama letzel, and you're just doing this harama, this obviously fake gufo makomo, from that you see in the Gemara you're not allowed to do. When is harama going to be mutter? When it's a good harama, right? And maybe that could even be part of why he, you know, said out loud, Shkilu Shusa Lekahana Mekame Kahana, because otherwise the onlooker would have thought it's Mechana Letzel. The point is that you see from the story in the Gemara that your harama has to be reasonable and decent. Obviously, and this is an idea that you do have in other areas, halacha, that Nikaras. Now, sometimes it's going to be hard to know exactly where to draw the line. But any harama that's clearly and patently false, you see from the Gemara, is going to be asur. Does everyone agree to my diuk and that restriction? I don't think so. They say from the Chazon Ish that if a person's tefillin fell down on the floor, so you can pick up the tefillin and sit in its place. It's a harama. Yeah, so the tefillin, he's assuming tefillin are prismal polyester, like the Mogen Ramataz. So there's no going. It's not going to be a good time. Sorry, you know, it's tzarach gufo. I don't know what exactly you're going to do with your tefillin. So you need to come up with a tzarach makomo. So, okay, so sit down on the floor. Now, I would imagine, typically, that is certainly a harama that's obviously false, right? It's not Tisha B'Av. So, even if it is Tisha B'Av, we don't sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, on Shabbos. So, right? So it's in shul, it's in the middle of shul, shul's full of chairs, and now you're sitting down on the floor. So I think, I imagine that's a pretty obviously false, and he's being mocked here, right?
Maybe it's
so then it's Mizayim, it's Mutter Mizayim. Shine. Maybe. But if it's Aser, it's Aser. If it's Mutter because of Mizayim, it's Mutter. Now, let me explain. That's a reason to justify Harama, like I was saying before. I was saying before that Harama is Mutter, but only B'Shas Adchak. So this would be a Shas Adchak. The Mizayim to Kisvei HaKodesh is a Shas Adchak, and there would be Harama. I agree to that. But you still see from the Gemara that it has to be, a harama that's not obviously false. And this is a harama that's obviously false. So so I think the Chazon Ish, I'm saying against the Chazon Ish, I'm coming from the Diuk and Machzor HaShekel, but there might be other reasons why it's mutter to move tefillin, though we've talked about tefillin before. But and there might be reasons why Tzarek Makomo wouldn't allow you to move tefillin. There are both reasons. You could be more machmir and more mekel for that. And it could be Kisvei HaKodesh as a kula, you could say, you know, like that tefillin are by definition Kisvei HaKodesh and therefore not even Muksa Bechlal. There are other heterim. I'm just saying that this, the kula of harama to sit on the floor, l'chor you see from the Chazon Ish, is he's matir, even when it's patently and obviously false, and at least from the Machzor HaShekel, you see not that way. And I think he has a good deal from the Gemara, also to be machmir on that shaila. Okay. Yeah.
Is it a difference between standing in that spot and I'm sitting in the spot? Why wouldn't standing in the spot not make a rabbi also be a good reason?
But you don't need that makom. I mean, yeah, if it's, it depends if it's false or not.
Even if it's false, then it'll be a rabbi.
No, it's obviously fault. No, no, I'm saying it depends if it's obviously fault. You're right.
Well, that much from answer, right?
But, yeah, I don't know. It's a good har. In other words, I have to check how the Chazon Ish is brought down. I don't know. Does he say? I thought he said sit in this spot. Right. You're saying a much better harama would have been to stand in that spot, right?
I don't know.
It's just better harama because you don't stand. It's normal.
Already, from the Chazon Ish, you don't see that he would allow a harama, let's say, in this, is there the case of the Mishnah's case that's considered shul and tzorek, or
no? Meaning, it might only be b'shas hatchak.
No, but I don't mean that. I mean, there at least it's a real harama in the sense that you do actually, you only want the place because you want to move the filling, but you're going to actually use the place.
Yeah. As opposed, and same to, thing. That's
yeah,
what the Mishnah.
Nutcrackers.
No, I'm actually going to use the hammer.
But two nutcrackers wouldn't just be considered a haram, would be considered.
It's not true. It's still tzarech gufo.
No, but that's tzarech gufo that you're supposed to avoid, as opposed to.
I don't know what the Mishnah, what the Chazon Ish would say in terms of that question of the Mishnah Berurah. Should you try to avoid it or not? I have no idea what he's going to say.
Because
that's what I'm saying. I think the Mishnah Berurah himself might be mekel on harama, even though he's machmir ba'efsher ba'ofen in yinacher.
Right.
So I don't know what the Chazon Ish would say about the other shayla.
Right. But therefore, meaning harama saying that that type of harama is okay wouldn't necessarily yield that the harama of when it's efshir ben yinacher is also okay.
Well, this is efshir ben yinacher because I could sit anywhere else in the whole shul.
No, but okay.
Maybe that's what he meant. I know. I guess. Yeah, he meant bring the chair. That's it on the floor. He meant move a chair to the place of the tefillin and sit down on a chair. It's an elfin where you couldn't put the tefillin, the chair over the tefillin. Not like this type of chair. A chair that. Well, maybe that's what he meant. That makes it a little better. Oh, that's a problem. Okay. Maybe the Chazon Ish is not against what I'm saying. Okay.
Should I look it up?
I think they quoted in secondary sources. I saw it in the Dershu. I don't know if it's written down in a primary source, but if you could find it. Okay. Okay. Ken Zayn. Fine. There's another question that's an interesting question to think about here in terms of the heter of or let's say it this way, the iser of klishmata l'iser l'tzayrech chama l'tzeil. Is the pshat that it's aser because it's like a tzorech chol, and the heter is only tzorech Shabbos? The gufo makom is tzorech Shabbos, and then chama l'tzeil is tzorech chol, and therefore it's aser. Maybe if you said like that, let's say it was tzorech gufo, but not immediately. I need it on Shabbos, but 5 hours from now. Ah, very good. So we had that diyuk. Rashi says you need it achshav. We saw, interestingly enough, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. Was it him? I don't know. If in the Tzil of David. Okay. Anyway, we saw in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa that he says it is mutter, even if you don't need it now. But L'chavar, you're right. We thought like you, that there's a diyuk what?
Tuesday.
Okay. We thought like you. Chavusa kamoso. We saw like we also had that diak and Rashi not that way, or is the pshat that chamel itself isn't considered hishtamshus b'chefetz or b'makomo, and that's why it's aser. Another nafkamina maybe to bring this out a little better would be like this: are you allowed to be metaltel a kli, let's say a kli shemalach dola heter, to prevent something muksa from breaking? Now, we don't paskin, right? There is an opinion of mine, kli nital otzotamanital. We don't accept that. So let's say I go ahead And I take a bowl and I put it on top of an egg so it doesn't break. So now, this is tzarch gufo, right? But it's also a tzarch muksa. So what's going to be the din? If you look at the Me'iri on our Gemara, Kof Chav Dalad, in terms of why Chamel Etzel's Aser, he says, Mepnei she'en kan tzarch Shabbos klal v'nimtza metaltol tzarch chol. Maybe if you learn like that, it should be Aser. In other words, what difference does it make if I'm trying to save the klishan lach dough? It wouldn't be a bowl that this would be true, because bowls are not a Chamel Etzel. That would be true for Rabbah. But for Rabbah, if you want to move a klishan lach dough liyaser, a muksa bowl, it's a mixing bowl, a pot, right? Let's say a pot. Pot's probably klishan lach dough liyaser. So I want to go ahead, and I take the pot and put it on top of an upside down, put it upside down on top of an egg. So do we say that klish malach talisol tzach gufo because I'm using the pot, or do we say no? It's klish malach talisol tzach chol, in which case it's aser, right? So for the Me'iri, it sounds like that should be aser.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
But then why wouldn't we just paskin ain kli nitel ol tzach lever hanitel?
Because it's a klish malach letter, it would still be mutter. I told you. If it was an eating bowl, like a cereal bowl, that's a klish malach letter. According to Manti Amar, ain klin nital el tzarch davar nital would be aser. But ledidan, that would certainly be mutter, right? So my question is, so good. So you're definitely allowed to take a cereal bowl and put it on top of the egg, because we don't accept the Manti Amar, ain klin nital el tzarch davar nital. My question is, can you put a pot on top of the egg? Pot, klish malach tuli aser. So is that considered tzarch gufo? Now, maybe you would say, so if that's true, in other words, if that's true, like, well, let's accept the diak in the Me'iri, that tzarch gufo doesn't mean, isn't not your shtamshus b'guf ha'chevet, but rather hishtamshus b'chevet l'tzarch Shabbos. So this would explain the mekilim to give gifts of leichter on Shabbos. Leichter, candles, candlesticks. Tosus on Daf Samech writes that it's mutter to send on Yantif the klish malach to l'isser, because it's Simchas Yantif. Now, for now, we're not going to get into the issue of giving gifts on Shabbos. Giving gifts on Yantif is certainly mutter. That's my first in the Beitza. The question is giving gifts, is that only because it's Yantif, Simchas Yantif, or is it true even on Chol Shabbos, or no, maybe it's on Shabbos, it's B'chal Yivir Mecha Chol Memkar. Let's leave that aside for the time being. In terms of the issue of the Ishtamshus B'guf HaChefetz, so the Rebbe Kiveger, as we've mentioned, it's on Shin Vav and Shulchan Aruch, says, based off of that Tosfos, that it would be mutter to give a gift of candlesticks on Shabbos. Now, it's Dibra Mascha Velo, I think. So, this gets into an interesting question. But it, to what? Because you're not, is that considered Chimash B'guf HaChefetz, right? A couple days ago we talked about Hashem Tzedek, for example. You're allowed to Hashem Tzedek and Klub Shach Liyasar. So, you might have said that no, that this isn't Hishtamshus B'guf HaChefetz. You're allowed to use the candlesticks, let's say candlesticks, like Lishmach B'liyasar. You're allowed to use candlesticks, I don't know, to scratch your hair, whatever tzach gufo you can come up with. You're to reach the thing from a high shelf and knock it down. But to give it as a gift, that's not. But the more you emphasize that tzach gufo really, it's not Hishtamshus B'guf HaChefetz as much as Hishtamshus B'chefetz to Tzach Shabbos. This is certainly Tzach Shabbos. This guy's going to get so happy when he gets the Leichter on Shabbos. He's going to get so much Hana from the Chefetz.
So could I just give a gift to someone if it'll make them so happy?
According to this, yes. Not only that, you could give them a Kli Shalach Tuzi, you could give them a new cell phone or something. Imagine that. You're like, you come to somebody's house for Shabbos, you say, I have a gift for you. And you give them a phone. So they'll think you're shaggots on so many levels. First of all, giving gifts on Shabbos. And second of all, it's a klisha achtol yisr. And third of all, it's a klisha komal achtol yisr. So you're going to say, klisha komal achtol yisr. We already saw Rishonim is okay. It's like a regular klisha achtol yisr if you pass like Rishonim. And then you're going to say, but gifts on Shabbos, the whole mugging of rum is very questionable and unclear. And then you'll say, but this isn't Tzarech Gufo. And you'll say, lo, I learn like Ricky Vega. Right. Imagine that.
I'm going to my in-laws on Shabbos.
There we go. Okay, not recommended. I'm just... and they'll say your shakers because cell phones are us, sir. Puzzle aid this. There's nothing else to talk about in terms of that.
Their confidence.
Good. It's the opposite. If you want to look like a shaggits, you know, sometimes you don't want to look so frum. So you like try to figure out something that everybody assumes it's us. So you're going to show them, look, I'm not so frum. I'm going to give you a cell phone for a pheasant punch office. Okay. Fine. Let's turn to the next Gemara. So in this next Gemara, the Mishnah, we have a sheet of Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya says, Ein nitalon ela letzorach. Elsewhere, Rabbi Nechemya's position on Daf Gufman and Vav is a little more defined. He says over there, afilu talis, afilu tarvad, ein nitalon ela letzorach tashmish amiyuchad. Which means what? That a talis is a klishmasol hetter, so obviously you're allowed to use a talis to wear. Let's say you want to use a talis for something else, like chveis, your food, the flies are going in your cake for the kiddush for Shabbos. You want to put your talis on top of it so as to make sure the flies don't go into your cake. So what? Not your talis shel mitzvah, your jacket. Your towel. Right? So you couldn't take a towel and put it on top of your chalent. Why? Because that's not tashmish sham yuchad. Lo. So that's the shita of Rabbi Nechemya. That is the shita of Rabbi Nechemya. Now, what is Rabbi Nechemya's position going to be with respect to a kli shemalachdol iser? So clearly Rabbi Nechemya would not permit a kli shemalachdol iser l'tzorech gufo. Why? Because, let's say, I'm jumping the gun already. What would he say? So Rashi tells us, Rashi in our Gemara, and this is Rashi Lashitaso in a couple of places, Rashi says, clearly Rabbi Nechemya would not permit a klishma chalisa l'tzach gufo. Why? Because the gufo, if it's klishma chalisa, the standard usage is going to be for iser. Right? The hammer, standard usage is for building. So in Mela, since I'm not a build on Shabbos, it's not going to be tzach gufo. That's Rashi Shita. That Rabbi Nechemya, Rashi and Argamar would answer all Tzorach Gufos. But what about Tzorach Makomo according to Rabbi Nechemya? So Rashi's position over here is actually what Rashi held is debated between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba. But Rashba quotes Rabbeinu Tam over here. Rabbeinu, to me, the simple reading of Rashi was that he would prohibit Tzorech Makomo. Where do I see that in Rashi? Take a look in Rashi, again, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Dimas Ramale Rava, most of the way through, Ularaba, Tzorech Gufo, Udishari Rabbi Nechemya, Vedafka, Letach Yuchad Lo, Uvein LaRaba here, Uvein LaRaba, Uvein LaRava, Dafka, Dava Shem Lachta Lehater, would Rabbi Nechemya. Even Tzorech Gufo is Aser, and certainly Tzorech Makomo is Aser. And the reason why he says Afilu is because, generally speaking, there are many places. What's more likely to be permissible? Tzorech Gufo. For example, Rabba, originally, Rabba only permits Tzorech Gufo for Chishmach Leheter, Tzorech Makomo. And there are some other places. So even Tzorech Gufo is also for Rabbi Nechemya to use this klisha malachto iser. Certainly klisha malachto, certainly Letzorech Makomo. That's the way I read Rashi. According to Nehemiah, that's why Rabbeinu Tam.
According
to Rabbi, Rabbi Nehemiah.
I'm sorry, I mean, I misheard what you were saying.
I'm saying, what would Rabbi Nehemiah hold about a klish melachto le'iser letzarach makomo? Rashi says, certainly he's going to ask her letzarach kufo, because anyway, he's only matir the, for even for klish melachto le'iser, he's only matir for the primary use. The primary use of klish melachto le'iser is aser, so there's definitely not going to be any tzarach gufo, according to Nehemiah. The question is there tzarach makomo? It's mashma from Rashi, and this is Rabbeinu Tam's view, Bedas Rashi, that tzarach makomo is aser, according to Nehemiah.
Doesn't Rashi seem to refer to tzarach makomo
for
klish?
Which Rashi?
That's by
in Amar Lei Rava, tzarach makomo in Amar Lei Rava, tzarach gufo betash mishadami.
That's klish melachto le'iser, no? Well, rather, the Mukia Libid Rabbi Nehemiah. Oh, so that's a very interesting point. In other words, what Rashi, the way I'm reading Rashi, or the way Rabbi Natam is reading Rashi, is saying a very interesting idea, which you might have thought made no sense. In other words, that Tzorach Mekomo, when there's a Tzorach Gufo that's Mutter, so then Tzorach Mekomo is also Mutter. But when there's no tzarach gufo, that's mutter, so then even tzarach makomo is aser. And that's indeed a chiddush, because why should that be? Now, that is in a sense saying, and this is the position explicitly of the Baal HaMor, is that any time there's no tzarach gufo, there's also no tzarach makomo. Now, we quoted this Baal HaMor when we discussed the question of klish kol melachto le'iser. We said that Baal HaMor seems to be machmir on that shaila. Baal HaMor seems to hold that if there's no tzarach gufo, then there's no tzarach makomo. Right? That is the view of the Baal HaMor. The Rashba, though, vehemently disagrees over there and over here.
What topic is that?
Kufn and Dalet, I think. The Rashba says, no. Adarabba, the Pshat Rabbi Nehemiah is tzarach makomo was always mutter, the way you said it. Tzarach gufo is aser, according to Rashi. So, but you see that nobody ever had a havamina to aser tzarach makomo. So you see adarabba. You see from Rabbi Nehemiah that even when there's no tzarach gufo, there's still a heter tzarach makomo, and therefore klish kol melachto le'iser will be also tzarach gufo, because it's called machto yeser, but it's still mutter tzarach makomo. So that machlokas is really rooted in how you read this Rashi, right? That machlokas by klish kol machto yeser that comes up at the end of the sechta is rooted in this very Rashi. And they again, the Rashba, we saw the Rashba last time over there, but the Rashba is much more barachava over here, actually. And he says that both of these possibilities. So Rashi sheet again, is that according to Rabbi Nehemiah, there's no klish melachto, there's no tzarach gufo for any klish melachto iser, and then there's a machlokas Rashba Rabbeinu Tam Bedas Rashi, whether there's still going to be a klish a tashmish tzarach makomo for Rabbi Nehemiah, whether by klish melachto iser or just by klish melachto iser. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam both disagree with Rashi. They both happen to be quoted by the Rashba, Rabbeinu Tam's and Tosas as well. And the Ramban has a fascinating idea. According to Rabbi Nehemiah, he says that it's mutter to be mishtamish at klish melachto le'iser when it's doing the same function as the main function. And the Ramban wants to be medayik also Rabbeinu Tam that, you know, why does Rabbi Nehemiah only pipe up now? It sounds like he could actually agree to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah said you're allowed to use a hammer to crack a nut. Well, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, it's usher. So why is he waiting till all the way over here to pipe up? Must be that he agreed with that. But one second, it's only mutter tzarach tashmisha, right? So he says a very interesting pshat. The pshat is, in Rabbi Nehemiah, that what's a hammer meant for? Smushing or crushing or things like that. So that's mutter. Because that's the main, it's true, usually you use it to crush a nail. Maybe that's, crushing is a bad word. You don't really, to strike, okay. Hammers are used for striking. Usually you strike a nail, this time you're striking a nut. But that's still tzarach tashmisho. So what can't you do? You couldn't use a hammer to scratch your head. You have it's itchy. You can't go like this with a pen, right? This would be also according to Rabbi Lechavia, because that's not what pens are for. Pens are for writing. But you could use a hammer to crack a nut. That's what he's saying. That's the Ramban's pshat. So obviously, then Tzorach Mekomo would be mutter for Klish Maltalis according to Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam says something similar. He disagrees with Ramban. He says something similar that according to Nehemiah, it's mutter to use a klish malachto leiser letzorech gufo and zatash mishavoi lo. What does that mean? That means that klish malachto leiser. We always talk about tzorech gufo. So there's two types of tzorech gufo. There's an unusual use or a secondary use and like a mudly use. Secondary use, like a hammer to crack a nut, that's mutter. What's aser? A really mudly use, right? Like we were saying, to use your towel to cover your child, or something like that. To use your spoon to scratch your head. So that's where he says, but again, there's a type of tzarch gufo that's mutter. Okay. Obvious, yeah. So it says in the Gemara on Daf Kof Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, Ein Simchin. So this sukkah, to be honest, we're not going to do it properly, but to do it properly, you really have to see. Learn this again, Bates and the Rishonim over there. The Rishonim already are here bring up this issue as well. The Rishonim over there. And it's very tricky because it seems like it's a sugya, it's a steer and sugyos, or machlokus and sugyos, or the Rishonim put it, sugyos on this chalfos. Because what's the reason for the restriction of using this bekas, this piece of wood, to be somechas a kadera or delas? And again, what's, I guess, especially perplexing is that Argamar just brings that it's Aser, but if you look in Be'ah, it says that Reb Shimon is Matir. It sounds like it's only Aser, according to the Manda Amar, that Islay Muksa. And moreover, in the Gemara Be'ah, it sounds like, what's the reason why it's Aser? So Argamar says it's Aser because Gzeira Yamta Fatu Shabbos. The Gemara Beitzah says it's because Rabbi Yehuda is Islay Muksa, and it sounds like the reason for the Chumrah is Alts Muksa. So many of the Rishonim, yeah.
Isn't
it,
I'm saying you just
leave
Bishama? Is that
kind of the point? Okay, then Bishama Islay Muksa. That's what you're saying. No, that's not the way, the simple reading of our Gemara. You're right. In the end of the Gemara, it does sound like it accepts that it's a Libid of Shammai. But you didn't even have to work so hard. Why can't we just say that's a Liba the man down right there's Muksa? We don't all do Muksa. We pass on the Shimon. And anyway, as I said, the reason for it in our Gemara sounds like it's because Yom Tov Fatu Shabbos, and in Beitz it sounds like it's Alts Muksa. So most Rishonim, many Rishonim say, yeah, this is Sugyas Hamas Chalfos. Rabbeinu Tam, this is quoted in the Rush, in Beitza, Tosus HaRush over here. The Ramban also says you could give this answer, though he says it's very dochak. Says, no, it's not a steer and Sugyos. It's because lo nitnu eitzim el hasaka, so therefore in Shabbos it's Muksa, and therefore gazru yanta fatu Shabbos. The difficulty is that the Gemara in Shabbos does sound like it's only a Libud Beis Shammai, but that's the way they learn it. Now, what's more relevant for us, which we need to think about a little bit, is a more fundamental question, and that is, what is considered Torah's Kli? For example, Lo Nitnu Eitzim El Hasaka. No, but still, we say it's mutter on Yantif, but we say it's also on Shabbos because it doesn't have Torah Shkolim. That's basically what our Gemara is saying. Now, Rashi, over there at the very least, says that Svara is... The Gemara over there says the halacha... There, the Gemara is a whole shaila. What about if it's wet and the like, could you use it not for a skewer? And the Gemara over there says the halacha. The Rashi says, well, even though the Gemara over there says the halacha, that's not a liba digan, because we paskin like Rav Shimon, the last line looks up. Ramban, Rashba, the Amor say, oh, you see over there, it's a raya for the sheet of the rift that Yantif we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos over there, the Beitza tries to wiggle out of that shayla. And some Rishonim, like the Ravid, try to say, no, that Bikas is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's, in other words, the Tanakam over there is not Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Anyway, what the question I really want to think about, which, again, we're running out of time, so we're not going to fully answer now, but it's important to think about, is the following shayla. So on Yontif, let's say, you're definitely allowed to use firewood to light a fire. And our Gemara says they don't have tosafot. So what's the pshat? Is the pshat, it doesn't have taras kli either on Yontif, but it's still mutter l'tzarach gufo, or you're miyached it for firewood, so it's okay. In other words, you don't need something to have taras kli in order to be matir it. That's not required. You just need it to have a heter use. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat no? That, let's say, on Yantif, they do have Torah's kli. Or maybe over there, the pshat is it doesn't have Torah's kli, but it's a heter of Eichel Nefesh. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chesif Kanaim Gimel, it's a Magen Avraham, more or less says the same thing. He says about, let's say, a brick or a hide that you were miyached for sitting. So because you designated this as sitting, so it's taras kli, you've turned it into a chair, and memeil it's mutter even mechama l'tzel. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah, what? It is. That's basically what it is. And whenever we talk about taking, seemingly he's held it, seemingly. Maybe it's not true. Let's see if it's true. But at first glance, certainly it sounds like. He's saying anything that you could move, it's because it's a kli. And so when you take this brick or this hide and you designate it for yeshiva, so you've now turned it into a chair or a rug, and therefore it's mutter, it starts kli, and it's gizmah v'hatter, and mutter, and it's mutter, tzachbu v'tzachbu v'chavu. If you look at some of the Rishonim over there in Beitza, you get a different impression. As Ike forcefully argued from the Gemara Daf Ches in Beitza, maybe the pshat is no. It doesn't have a din of a kli. It's just mutter for the use that you designated it. One maybe place where you see that is Rav on Daf Ches in Beitza, that if you're a mechin afar for certain things, you couldn't use it for other things, and there's a limitation, it's mutter for certain things. So now if you held that, like the Mishnah Berurah, you say it's tarsically, and it's mutter for everything. So then it should be aser for even anything. I'm asking, once you're going to say that it's mutter, you want taras kli, so then say the same thing for the bread. You're saying, in a hanami, it would be, you could move something even without taras kli, but Rashi happens to be telling you that it has taras kli. Or, not Rashi, Mishabura. Or is the pshat? No. The pshat is that it's only mutter if it has taras kli. That's the question you may want to know. And I'm not sure of the answer. And this might be a machlokas, and there's more to say about this, but I guess we're gonna get back to this a little later. Maybe we'll wait till we talk about Yichud for this. But that's a very important question that comes up in the Rishonim over here when they talk about why you're allowed to use or move this bekas. And again, there's a lot of nafkaminas possibly for this, but we're not going to talk about it now. We'll get back to it, but I'm just being mayor of the issue. It's an important issue that comes up in this sugya. Another issue that comes up in the sugya, which we're not going to talk about because we talked about already, is on the top of Kuflaf Dalet on the base, the Gemara says, Tiltos Mishon Hautza. Yisam HaChov is Yishonim, what that means. The Ravid says that's the reason for Muksa. He gets annoyed at the Rambam for giving other reasons. The Magen Mishnah says, well, maybe the Rambam has two answers. And one answer, the Rambam holds of that, and the other one, the Rambam doesn't hold of that. The Prima Gadim says the reason why we don't hold of that is because it's a Libet Beis Shammai. And if you held like Beis Hillel, and especially if you understand the Rambam's version, it takes Rambam and Shittasa, that Beis Hillel is Matir Hotza entirely because of Mitov. So then there should be no Isser Muksa on Yontif. Must be that Beis Hillel holds of a different reason. Anyway, as we saw, maybe our whole sugya is like the, not like the Gemara and Beitza, and maybe we don't hold like that. But Rashi, in a number of places, including Beitza, Yud Beis Manal, seems to accept the view of the Ravid, that our Gemara is in fact telling us the true reason for Muksa, and that is because of Hotza, Ayin Shem. One last topic I want to bring up. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, because it'll take a couple of minutes, but I'm just going to tell you where to look. A very, very important issue to discuss at the very end of our Gemara, which is sweeping. Our Gemara says that sweeping a broom is a klishim, at least a broom for the floor, is a klishim alachta liyisr. Why is it a klishim alachta liyisr? So some Rishonim say because of hashvas klumos. Other Rishonim, take a look at Tosos Sadi Hayamid Aleph, say it's because of Tiltul Muksa. Now this gets up to that discussion that we had in the Taz about Tiltul Menatzah. We referred to it now, but earlier, but now, well, now is a good place to study that topic. How do you define Tiltul Menatzah? Is using a knife to move away shells Tiltul Menatzah? And the same thing. So in terms of the question over here, and then there are a number of Rishonim who are matir sweeping. The Rif, the Bahag, Tosfos on Tzadi Hemed Aleph objects to that. So the question is like this. Is it mutter to sweep? At least if there's no issue of Hashvas Gomos, and if it is, why isn't there an issue of Tiltul Muksa? Some Rishonim say it's Asr Mishum Tiltul Muksa. Some Rishonim say it's mutter to Graf Shavei. Some Rishonim say it's mutter to Tiltul Menatzad. Some Rishonim say, or Achronim say, it's mutter because the dirt is bottled to the floor. And there could be nafkaminas for all these things. What about if it's not so disgusting? What about if it's shells and not dirt? Would you say it's bottled to the floor? What about using a dustpan? Even if we're going to be mutter sweeping, are you allowed to take the dustpan to the garbage? Is that tiltul menatzad? Maybe it should be a basis. Buses bound to Shabbos. Is that mutter? So, tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, well, briefly, I want to go right there past the Mishnah, but at least briefly discuss a little bit this question of the halachos. We're going to take a sweeping look at the topic of sweeping and discuss when and if it's mutter, and that's obviously very halach l'maisa. It's a very good chumrah, because anytime somebody asks you to sweep on Shabbat, I'm sorry, it's mutter.